I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Cougars Sports Saturday. It's June 12, 1236 here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And however and wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. All this first hour, we're reacting and breaking down to the news at the college football playoff. We'll be expanding, likely, very likely expanding to 12 teams. And right now, we want to bring on America's college football insider at Stadium Network, Brett McMurphy. And Brett, let's just start with the initial moment you found out that this was going to become likely that the college football playoff would expand to 12 teams.
I think it was a great move. I knew it would expand. I didn't think it would expand before the current contract extended after the 2025 season. But the fact that they've come out with the press release, they're going to have meetings this summer. They've actually been talking about this for 2 years. Certainly fans are for it, ADs, coaches, everybody's for it. I was excited because I think, we're going to have this playoff after the 2023 regular season. They've said we can't have it this year, obviously. They can't have it next year. And the reason why they'll start it in 2023 is basically the current college football playoff is 4 3-year cycles as far as the bowls with the New Year's Six rotating the semifinals. So we just finished year one of the latest 3-year cycle. So they'll finish year two, year three. And then I fully expect we'll have a 12 team format in 2023. And then you guys get a debate, why number 13 got screwed and got left out of the field.
Brett McMurphy's our guest and Brett, Mitch Harper here. And you know, I got to think with this college football playoff, it's amazing to think it's coming, it's happening because for the longest time, the powers in this sport wouldn't even say the P word. Like, playoff wasn't a thing, and now we got to 12. Just how much of a role did the pandemic have in highlighting some of these flaws that were always talked about as talking points as to why they can't have the playoff expand? How much of a role did that play into all this, you think?
You know, I think it certainly contributed, but I think even if last year was regular, there was no pandemic, I still think we would have got to this point. Again, Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame AD, said that the management committee had been actually discussing an expanded playoff for the last 2 years. Last year, I did a survey of all 130 athletic directors, and 84% were in favor of expanding the playoff. You can't get 84% of people to agree that the sky's blue. So I thought that was pretty telling that you've got people in those powers of position or position of power that they wanted to expand. So the only question then was how many? Would it be 8? Would it be 12? Would it be 16? I initially thought they would go to 8. I think most people did because that makes sense. But then the more you look at 12, I think that's the smart move because now, again, there's no automatic bids. No conference is guaranteed a bid. But 6 conference champs are guaranteed a slot. And so basically that means a non-Power 5 conference champ will be guaranteed in every year. And so that way you can't worry about any lawsuits or Congress meddling into it from the group of five saying they were shut out. And, you know, last year, for example, Coastal Carolina, the Sun Belt, and Cincinnati from the American would have been in the playoff, and the Pac-12 would not have had a representative. So Power Five conference champ is not guaranteed to be in it. And so we'll have to see how it plays out.
Brett McMurphy's our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday. And obviously, Brett, we cover BYU. What do you think BYU will have to do going forward if this gets approved, which we all think it will? You know, can they remain independent, or will this push them to join any conference that will have them?
Well, you know, it's the good news is in the 4-team format, BYU or any non-Power 5 school was never going to make the playoff. I mean, you can give me a million scenarios and I'd say no. So now basically all BYU has to do, and not like it's easy, but there is a path. And that is to finish as one of the top 12 ranked teams in the country. And you will get a bid. How easy is that? It's not easy. Certainly, you know, the schedule that you guys would have played before the pandemic, if you would have had success, you know, a 10-2 record with that previous schedule, I think you would have been up in the mix. You know, can you play that schedule every year? Is that realistic? I don't know. I would say, though, it's actually easier, I think, if BYU was in the Mountain West, because if for any of the Group of Five conferences, for instance, if you're Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, or whatever in the American, those guys no longer have to be better than Alabama, LSU, or Florida. All they have to do is be the best of the rest of the non-Power Five leagues. And if you win your conference and you're better than the Sun Belt, you're better than Conference USA, you're better than the MAC, you're in the field. So you're somewhere in the field. And then you win a couple of games, and who knows what can happen. So I don't think this is necessarily going to cause BYU to run to the Mountain West, say, hey, we want back in. But long term, it could be something to look at. But at least with the expanded playoff, I think BYU's playoff chances increased tremendously as opposed to the old system, where basically you guys had to play the Packers, the Cowboys, Alabama twice, and go 12-0 to get in the top four. So now you've got a fighting chance.
What talks, if any, Brett, have maybe centered around how the selection committee could look in a 12-team format era, or if those conversations not even taking place yet? What's the latest there?
It'll be the same as the previous playoff. The selection committee will go through the same process. They'll do the same rankings every week, but certainly there will be more attention to spots after number four. And also, you know, again, it will get tricky because, for instance, last year, Oklahoma ranked number six in the final college football playoff ranking. But based on the new format, they would have actually got the four seed as the fourth highest rated conference champion, and they would have got a first round bye. So you could have some teams that finish in the top four that don't win their conference. They're in the playoff, but they're not going to get that first-round bye. However, they will get a host one of those first-round games on campus.
Brett McMurphy's our guest for a few more moments here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and you talked about how there's greater access for the Group of Five and the BYU. What negative impact could this have, if at all, on college football, maybe scheduling? What are your thoughts on that, Brett?
That's a great question. I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Power Five is going to be less likely to play Group of Five schools now. Because if you're a Power Five school, why in the world would you play a Group of Five school? Because if you beat a Group of Five school, it's not going to help your resume. And as you guys have noticed, there's been a lot of Power Five programs announcing home and homes, most notably Alabama is doing a home-and-home with Oklahoma State, with Boston College. So they're beefing up their schedule with Power 5 teams. To be honest, if I'm a Power 5 AD, I would never play a Group of 5 school that could beat me. I'm just being honest. There's nothing that I gain out of that game. Look, it sucks for the non-power leagues, but I think that's how it is. On the flip side, though, I actually think if we have this conversation 5 years from now, I would be fascinated to look at how many of the middle tier Power Five schools have fired their coaches. And by that, I mean, we're going to have 12 teams in the playoff. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, talked about how much he didn't realize it would impact schools and conferences by not getting into the playoff. Always seeing those TV commercials, who's in, who's out. So now you're going to 12 teams. So now there's going to be even additional pressure to get in to that playoff. Well, if you're Tennessee in the SEC or you're West Virginia in the Big 12, I think, you know, BYU, I think Boise State, I think UCF, they all have easier access to getting into the playoff because all they have to do is basically win their conference. Obviously, BYU has to get in the top 12, same as the West Virginia or Tennessee does. But BYU is not butting heads with Alabama, Florida, LSU, you know, all those schools. So I think when we get 5 years down the road, and you know how fickle fans are going to say, hey, look, we've had a 12-team playoff for 3 or 4 years, and Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, they've been it every year, da-da-da. And Coastal Carolina's been in it, and Boise State's been in it twice, and UCF's been in it, and they pulled off an upset. And Cincinnati's been in it, and here we are, and we can't even get to the playoff. We need to get rid of our coach. I hope I'm wrong with that. Maybe I am, but I know how fans are, and I know how much emphasis is going to be put on a bigger playoff field. And so I think actually the group of five is at a much better situation than the non-Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson Power Five schools.
Last thing for you, Brett, before we let you go on this Saturday afternoon, we appreciate you spending so much time with us. Do you feel that this playoff expanding to 12 could have any potential impact in the future in realignment? And I ask that because of TV deals coming up in coming years, 2024, 2025. Do you feel like this can keep the conferences where they're at right now and not have to create an expansion sort of scenario?
First, I want to say I'm disappointed you wait until the last question to bring up conference realignment. Come on, guys. Are you slipping on me? What's going on?
It's a BYU fixture, Brett.
I know. It's usually the first question. Come on.
We saved it best for last.
Is this a clown show? What's going on? Actually, you know what? Sorry, I'm outside. It's a little windy.
Good.
Actually, I think, and you may not want to hear this, I think this kills conference realignment. And the reason is, let's say Boise State, we'll take them for instance. They've been talking to the American. They had some talks that didn't go any further. But if you're Boise State, why would you go to the American? It's tougher competition than the Mountain West. And so if you go to the American, there's no guarantee you're going to win that league. If you're in the Mountain West, you're probably going to win that league. And then all you have to do is you have to be better than the American champ, the Sun Belt champ, et cetera, to get into the playoff. So I don't see any conferences looking to grab teams. Now, obviously, if BYU would go to the Mountain West, that would boost up the Mountain West. That would make the Mountain West stronger. So maybe there's some interest there. But I think ultimately it would boil down to, you know, what does Tom Homo think about, you know, scheduling, having an independent schedule and being able to play 3, 4, 5 Power Five schools, as opposed to going and playing a Mountain West schedule and then finding any Power Five schools you can. I know he's done a great job scheduling Power Five schools, but with this new 12-team format and just with the way, like, literally every Power Five school is locking up home and homes down the road with other Power Five schools, it seems like, you know, they won't want to play a BYU because a loss to BYU kills them. And a win is like, okay, well, they're not a power school. You're supposed to beat them. So I think, personally, that we're not going to see any expansion, I don't think, or conference realignment. Because also the Power Five schools, they have no reason to go add somebody because it's not going to add any overall value to the league per school. And, you know, quite frankly, yeah, now that doesn't mean something weird happens and Texas goes over. You know, Oklahoma goes to the Big Ten. I mean, if you're talking about the elite programs, yeah, in some weird scenario, I guess if for whatever reason they wanted to change from one Power Five league to another Power Five league, I guess that would be possible. But I don't think all the realignment that we've seen in the past, 6, 10 years, teams skipping to other conferences, almost a merry-go-round atmosphere, I really don't see that happening. I think it'll quiet down. So that's probably not the answer you wanted, and maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it, at least for the next 5 years.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how this all changes the landscape of college football. He's America's college football insider with the Stadium Network. He is Brett McMurphy. Brett, enjoy your summer, and crazy to think next week BYU kicks off the media day circuit, so we're just around the corner from the season, so we look forward to your coverage.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's Brett McMurphy here on Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. Taking a break, we'll talk more about BYU and the playoff coming up next. It's Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.